you want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, it's your coach, your wellness guru, Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. How is everyone? Happy October. Yes, right? We're officially into fall. It happened, y'all. It happened fast on us. We're down to the last quarter of the month, but I love fall. And guess what? I am finally now. I am 45. I'm going to be saying that all year, y'all. I am 45. I'm midlife. I'm officially midlife, but I am loving it. Loving life. Had a wonderful birthday, which I have definitely been sharing that with y'all for a while now that I was turning 45. So here we are. So yes. So Minneapolis holds a special place in entrepreneur and designer Houston White's heart. It's where he got his start. So whether it's launching the Get Down Coffee Company or his new Houston White for Target collection, Houston takes immense pride in giving back and inspiring those around him. Watch Houston discuss turning passions into reality and the importance of lifting the community up on Target's exciting series, Black Beyond, now playing on YouTube/Target. So we're going to unpack a couple things today. As you guys know, I like to, as we're in wellness, I like to talk about all the things that have helped me healed through my journey and things that I've gone through and what that means to, you know, evolve and create your own revolution in your journey as you heal from the inside out. And so today and this month is it is declared, I don't know if you guys know, National Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. That started in 1989, I believe. Since then, it has been a time to acknowledge domestic abuse survivors and be a voice for its victims. So I am a domestic abuse survivor. I experienced it in my marriage at the end of my marriage. I think was the greatest time when I was leaving and we were having the most difficult time. And then throughout that year and a half after I left. And this was the first time I had ever experienced domestic abuse or any type of violence. I did not grow up like that at all. I grew up in a very loving, safe household with my mother and father, who just celebrated 50 years. So proud of them. And so for me, this was the first time ever that I was really in this space. And I love that we're talking about this subject now. I love the awareness of it. Even when I was going through it 10 years ago, it still was pretty hush-hush. And it was really hard to discuss amongst family and friends. I remember the first time I shared it with a friend, he said, what did you do? So right there, I put up a barrier, right, to not talk about it with certain people, because what I realized, it was just kind of their thing to discuss and whisper behind my backs, which, you know, when you're going through something that detrimental, that's the last thing you need. You know, you're looking for help. You're looking for support. And it comes in different forms, right? It can come with intimidation, physical assault, battery, sexual assault, and any type of abusive behavior that's, you know, definitely a systematic pattern that people deal with and as they abuse their power and control to always, you know, intimidate against their partner. And for me, as someone that, you know, people are like, you're so strong and confident and, you know, it, and I was all of that then. And trust me, y'all, I did not back down, but it did start with the simple things of intimidation. It started with the bullying. It was never, you know, just immediately physical, but there was levels to this. And I was very aware of what was happening, and I definitely fought back against it at the time. But also I became part of the problem during it. And as I always tell this story, you know, tell your story so no one else can. And how did I become part of the problem is the first time I feel like I saw the signs of abuse, that was my sign to get out. And I really mean that, even though I was 8 years into a marriage, it was time to make a U-turn alone, home. It really was. And it took something very detrimental, about 3-4 incidents in 1 year cycle, for me to be like, I am done. I am walking away. But now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. As a certified life and wellness coach, I know how important it is to seek counseling to unload stress, find emotional healing, and help you with anxiety and depression. BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Visit BetterHelp.com/Shaletta today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Shaletta. And I did. And with two children and a backpack on my back. And I look back and it was the hardest time, y'all, the hardest time of my life, from everything, from job to home to car to family to so-called friends, and just where I was at mentally, spiritually, financially, emotionally, and what, you know, who was I? So I know there's other victims out there as I tell my story. And I always tell my story to help others heal, right? So they are comfortable with coming to someone like me. Maybe you don't have the resources in your community to be a part and join something that can help you get out of a situation. And I also want to give people a safe space to understand that it is not your fault for what you are going through, and that you are loved, and that you are worthy of to be treated with the utmost respect. And I know it's one out of three women that experience this. So that's a really high number. That's a really high number. So just think of counting through your friends, 1, 2, 3, and include yourself. That's it. So pretty much we all know someone that has been in a domestic abuse situation, and either they have said something or they haven't, due to different things in their lives. And also people are scared to talk about it, right? Because a lot of times they're being threatened that if they leave, they will get killed. And when they do leave, even if they're not, it gets worse. And that's what happened in my situation. Once I left, it got worse. It got worse for a while. And then, like I said, I became part of the problem because now I'm fighting back and trying to figure out how to get out of this, but also lashing out due to the hurt and pain that I was experiencing at this time. And so I'm glad that laws have been made and things have been put in place to help myself and others like myself. And I continue to do this work. I work in domestic abuse centers. I create wellness programs for people because, just like I always say, we make sure in our company to have fitness, wellness, and nutrition. I feel like you need those three main components to be well. As I always say, you need to be physically moving, and because there's trauma that lives in the body, you need to be mentally well. What is your wellness, as I always talk about, as you're healing? Do you have a life coach? Are you seeking therapy? Do you have a safe space to talk to people, right? And so and then nutrition, right? It makes you not want to eat. It makes you want to overeat. It makes you become not friends with food, or anything can trigger, right? So those are things that when I am teaching and helping others and educating them, I make sure for them to understand that this is where you are in this moment, but it's not where you will live forever. And that, you know, this the color of abuse is purple. I don't know if you guys knew that. The color of abuse is purple. And while purple has often been tied to royalty and women, there's a deeper significance with ties to the domestic abuse awareness movement, which, you know, and so that's deep if you didn't know that, The Color Purple, which is my favorite movie too, Color Purple. If you haven't seen it, you should, from 1985 with Whoopi Goldberg. And that also touches on domestic abuse, of her being in a situation for, I think it's over a course of 25, 30 years, and finally getting out later on in life. So I know... there's so many questions, and we can talk about this for so long and so many ways. But I want to give you some resources. First is a National Abuse Domestic Violence Awareness, which is www.nctsn.org. So that's like a national one. But then there's your local ones. I think, what do we have here? I think it's the Domestic Abuse Project you can reach out to. There's also the National Domestic Abuse Violence Hotline. And that is 1-800-799-7233. You can also text SMART to 88788 for immediate help. And they help with all languages, and they have interpreters and everything. So if you are seeking any of that and need the hotline, there's www.thehotline.org too. That helps with everyone in these situations. So I hope me sharing my story and my healing journey and understanding my fitness revolution and how I've evolved to where I'm at now at 45, that this helps you in your journey. And if you are seeking help or need anyone, please feel free to reach out to any of those resources or myself. As always, this is your wellness guru, Coach Shay, and always inhale the positive, exhale the negative. Have a great day.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Looking for a meaningful career with great pay and great benefits? Want to be part of something bigger? Here's your chance. Union Pacific Railroad is hiring train crew members in the Twin Cities area, now offering hiring incentives up to $15,000. No previous railroad experience is needed. We provide all the essential training, and you can get a free college education while working. Get your career on the right track with Union Pacific and apply today at up.jobs/Minnesota. That's up.jobs/Minnesota.
There's a new way to get around in North Minneapolis. It's Metro Transit Micro, a new ride-sharing service that connects you with Metro Transit bus routes or wherever you need to go on the north side. It's convenient, affordable, and accessible. Metro Transit Micro uses minibuses to reach more neighborhoods, and you'll have shorter wait times. It costs just the same as bus routes, and it's easy to use. You can pay your fare in cash, a go-to card, or the Metro Transit app. Just go to metrotransit.org/micro, download the app, and create your account. It's really simple. So whether you're going to a friend's house in Bryn Mawr to watch the Vikings game, or you need to get dropped off at the Metro C Line station to hop on a bus to get to work across town, Metro Transit Micro got you covered. book a ride, get picked up, and get where you need to go. Start riding today on one of the new Metro Transit Micro minibuses.
It's back to school time, and that means it's back to cooking breakfast for your kiddos and making school lunches. That's a lot of cracked eggshells and cut off sandwich crust. Now listen, before you think about throwing those food scraps away, think about recycling them. Ramsey County has a program that can help you do just that, and it won't cost you a dime. Ramsey County has a free food scraps recycling program that lets you collect stuff like apple cores, coffee grounds, and veggie scraps. Here's how it works. Put all those scraps into a compostable bag. Then once a week, drop it off at a free food scrap site by your house. And listen, I understand that life is busy, so if you can't get there once a week, just toss the bag in the freezer until you can find the time to do it. To locate a food scrap collection site near you and to get more information about the program, visit RamseyRecycles.com/food scraps and tell your friends and family about it. Let's all do our part to help save the planet.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.